program brought to you by Crestview Country Club. We appreciate Crestview's support of the show. Tom and I are both members out there. We think you should give them a call and check out the facilities. Maybe you could be too. All kinds of different memberships. I went out and played about 7 holes yesterday, Tommy. Felt good just to get back out there. It doesn't matter. Well, it doesn't matter. It really doesn't matter what I do or how I play on any particular hole. I usually end up right at the, like, somewhere between 10 and 12 over 9 holes every single time. Like, whether there's a good or hole or two or whatever, it's like the same ending outcome every time. Now, I will say, especially yesterday when I haven't played in a while, there was some foot wedge involved. But generally speaking, like, my game is just right there. That's where it is, and it doesn't seem to be moving.
One question. How often do you practice?
You mean by practice, do you mean when I actually go play?
No. Like, when do you practice your game? Like, on the range or on the putting green or the chipping green?
You know, I'd say probably
never?
Zero times.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That happened to me a long time ago, and I was getting frustrated because I wasn't getting any better, wasn't, you know, playing any better. And a buddy of mine who's pretty good, I was complaining to him, and he's like, how often do you practice? I'm like, well, I don't. I just go out and play. And he's like, well, then what do you expect? You're not practicing. You're just going out and playing. I mean, like, it's fun to go and play, but if you actually truly want to get better and improve your score, you got to practice in anything you do.
Yeah, for sure. I kind of do and I kind of don't. I feel good about, like, as long as I'm not getting embarrassed on the court, I'm pretty good. Like, that, you know, if I can hit good shots and do those things, it's when you're constantly duffing that's fun. The time that I did go out and practice and do all that stuff, that's when I probably enjoyed golf the least. Like, when I would get really, really upset at a round, I'm like, that's not as fun as just coming out and playing. So I don't know if I'll ever get there. Anyway, Crestview, 36 holes of golf. Lots of opportunities. Course looks great right now, by the way. So check it out. Give them a call. Tell us. Tell them we sent you. Appreciate their support. All right, ALDS. Here you go, Royals fans. Let's dig in. We know that Waka gets the ball in game one. We know that Reagans gets the ball in game two. We assume that Lugo will get the ball in game three. The first real question of the series will come in game four. We look back at the regular season here. The Royals did not fare well against the Yankees. They were 2-5 this year. They didn't hit. That was the issue. They scored 24 runs over 7 games, Tommy. I do the math, but that's not very good. So I think you sort of reset things in the postseason. I don't know, you know, how many of those games they played. And the good news is they did win 2 of the last 4. So they lost the first 3, and then they won 2 of the last 4. They had that great, it was Lugo, right, that was on the mound for that really, really nice game on the road in September when they kind of had to have it. But I think you can wash your hands of just about everything right now in the regular season, especially with this Royals team. The only thing you could really look at is how the pitchers fared against that lineup at times, and they will. They'll study that, obviously. But I think you washed your hands of the Orioles series. I think they were 2-4 against the Orioles this year. So really, what difference does it make? But that is just FYI what happened in the regular season against the Yankees this year.
I wonder about which Royals mentality I prefer, like, where the team is better. Are they better when they are the hunter, or are they better when they're the hunted? Like, when their backs are up against a wall, when they're facing elimination potentially, or they're about to stumble their way out of the playoffs? Or is it better when they're riding momentum and they're playing really well and they're feeding off of that energy? We've seen both from the Royals this year to varying levels of success depending on the time of year and a lot of other factors. But I was thinking about that yesterday. Like, would I rather the Royals, you'd always rather them just run over everybody, right? And you know, not have to be challenged, you know, at all. That'd be nice. But that's not reality. So do the Royals respond better when they're the aggressor, when they're riding the momentum, or are they better when their backs are up against a wall and they have to have it?
I don't know that I would say they're better when their backs are against the wall, because we've seen the longer losing streaks in the season. I don't think it's going to matter, because there's never going to be any point in the remaining postseason. Trying to imagine a scenario. There's not going to be a point going into any series where they're not the underdog, right? Like, especially before a series starts. Now, if they go up 2-0 on the Yankees, obviously that would change, but doesn't matter who they play the rest of the way, they are the underdog now of this postseason. That's not going to change. The Tigers, everybody's talking about the Tigers. They're red hot, all these things. And honestly, I think we could be thankful for that because nobody's paying attention to the Royals, right? At least that's what probably nationally, obviously we are. And, you know, people that really follow baseball are, but like fans or like the vibe in general, nobody's really looking at the Royals. And what that means is nobody has a good grasp of what this team is. I think the free and easy Royals are the best Royals, but free and easy comes with aggression. You know what I mean? Swag. Like, this is a swaggy team. So if they're confident, I'm confident. I don't like them as much with their backs against the wall. They haven't responded well in that scenario this year several times. They've had long losing streaks, right? They're capable of that. They're also capable of the long winning streak we know now. And so, yeah, I want them confident. I want them confident and everybody else overlooking them a little bit and so they can sneak up on you. I mean, Bobby Witt Jr. just showed you in a series that he can carry it. He can carry the series. He just did against the Orioles. He had the two game-winning RBIs, had some incredible defensive plays. Like, they're going to need more offense than that, but he carried the series. You have that. You know you have that if you're the Royals. Now you see if Vinny can continue to add to the lineup. He can. He looked good to me. Can Salvi get on one of his heaters? Which is, when Salvi's on a heater, there may not be a hotter heater in baseball than when Salvi's on one. Can you catch one of those? He did not look good to me in that series.
I've mentioned it before that I don't know if there is another team in Major League Baseball currently that the pendulum swings so far from one direction to another in such a short period of time. I mean, less than 2 weeks ago, they were riding a 7-game losing streak. They were in danger of missing the playoffs. They had just gotten swept at home by the Giants, a team that didn't make the playoffs. That was the first time, and really the only time, that I've seen this entire season where, like, the body language was really bad. Like, they were down bad. There were articles written about the clubhouse and just how, you know, it was very close to just, you know, completely losing the clubhouse and just falling apart and collapsing the final week of the regular season. And then here we are. They sweep the Orioles in the wild card round after making it into the playoffs by turning things around in the final week of the regular season for the most part. And then, you know, here they are taking on the Yankees in game one of the ALDS tomorrow night. That's in less than 2 weeks. That's a less than 2 week span where, you know, the mentality, the body language, all of that shifted so dramatically. And we've seen that pendulum swing multiple times this year. Maybe not that far down. Like, again, that's the only time I've realized that it was that bad for a while. But there were really down periods this season and then, of course, really high periods this season as well. Again, I don't think that there's another team in baseball that we've seen the roller coaster be so dramatic. Every team has it over the course of a long season, but I don't think to this extent.
Timing is everything in baseball, especially in the postseason. The Royals are not playing their best baseball.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the Markable Fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Ball right now. As far as the best baseball we've seen this team play this year, it's not right now. It's not.
Offensively, so, at least.
The best version of this team has been the offense, you know, coming with the pitching where it is now. I think with the pitching, we've seen pitching, the pitching staff, at least in the rotation, get back to sort of what we're used to. And we've seen that for a few weeks now. They sort of got through that hump in August and got over that innings, you know, threshold straight. And now they're grooving to the point where we kind of saw them most of the season. That's why I'm confident in this team in the postseason, by the way. The bullpen, that's new. We haven't seen the bullpen be this effective at any point this season. So that's a little new. I don't know what to make of that. It's a good thing. The offense, though, is not anywhere near when this offense is at its best. Now, they didn't have Vinny Pasquantino. It sort of, you know, collided with that. So is him being there enough? I don't think it's enough, but it's a start to get, you know, the offense back to where it is sort of grooving at all cylinders. I love that they were aggressive on the base paths against Baltimore. I think they need to continue that in this series. And there will be moments, and I was yelling at the TV in some of them, when I'm like, what are you doing here? That's not the spot to run. I got to calm myself down on that because I do want them running. That's a part of the swag. That's a part of why the 14 and 15 Royals were so pesky to the rest of the because if you can get somebody on base, not only can they just steal second, which of course they can score from first. They can put pressure. They can do all those little things that maybe makes the defense make an error. Those things where if you don't play clean baseball, this aggressive Royals team will come get you. So, you know, when Blanco stole that base late in the game with Bobby Witt Jr. up at the plate, that one I'm like, let's not do that because now they can pitch around Bobby Witt Jr. But, you know, for the most part, yeah, run wild. If you get thrown out at second, and look, think about it this way. Like, if they get thrown out at second and you're like, oh, that kills it. I'm like, guys, they haven't. When was the last time the Royals rallied, right? Like, they're not hitting it anyway. So, yeah, steal second so that if they get a single, it scores the run because they ain't hitting for any power right now. Extra base hit, what's that? You know, so it's okay. Steal. Try to steal. If you get thrown out, who cares? Right? You're probably hitting into a double play these days lately anyway.
I think we all know how incredible the pitching was in the two games for the Royals against the Orioles. They can pitch that well against the Yankees for sure, but the result is not going to be like it was against the Orioles. Like, the Yankees have enough pop in their lineup and like, of course, like the top names of Judge and Soto and like all of that for sure. The Yankees are going to score more runs than the Orioles did in the wild card round. Even if the Royals pitch outstanding, the Yankees will score more runs. So you're not going to be able to get away with averaging a run and a half offensively if you're the Royals in the ALDS. I just don't think that we will be looking at a Royals series victory if they average a run and a half in their games in this series. So while the pitching has been incredible and it needs to continue, no doubt about it, and it doesn't really matter what they do. Like you just mentioned, it could be extra base hits and home runs and hit for power, which they haven't done in a while. More than likely, it's going to be playing more small ball and trying to find creative ways to move runners over and get them in. That's been the recipe the last couple of weeks. It hasn't been extremely fruitful, but it's been enough. They're going to have to do more than that, I think, in this series.
Right. I don't know if extra. Honestly, the hope is if the Royals are going to win a World Series, that they just start hitting for a little power, right? Like, I think that almost has to be a part of it. I think. I guess I'm just sort of assuming it'll happen at some point. So the dam will break and their offense will wake up a little bit, at least in the middle. If it doesn't, can they still do it? I mean, maybe. If the pitching's that good, but you're about to face the Yankees. I think that's asking a little much, right? You're about to face the Yankees. You know, if you get into the National League, you potentially face the Phillies, the Dodgers. They're going to have to hit. Can they? I think they can. But we've been waiting for it to, you know, we've been waiting for that hot streak for a while now. And they, you know, you go up against Gerrit Cole, you go up against Rodon. The Yankees can also pitch. The Yankees are really good. And I don't want to overestimate or overset expectations that are unrealistic for the Royals either. They're going to have to pitch their way too, but if they don't hit, it doesn't matter. Game one, Saturday. I think the Royals are going to win this series. We'll just put it that way, Tommy. Where's your head at on this?
It's still a toss-up for me. I think that the... This is probably a fairly obvious thing. The winner of game one, I think, will win the series.
Really? With Walker going up against Cole?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I know that obviously they're going to be able to come back with Reagans. They're going to be able to come back with Lugo. All of that. That's great. I just think from a momentum standpoint in a series like this, and especially knowing just the offensive struggles that the Royals have had, if they don't win game one, it's going to be a lot more difficult, I think, for them to win the series. So I'm going to go ahead and say whoever wins tomorrow night, in my mind, in the best of five, is going to win the series.
I don't agree that. I think if the Royals win game one, the Yankees are in real big trouble. But I absolutely think if the Royals lose game one, they can win the series, because they can lose to Cole twice in the series and still win the series. You know what I mean? And honestly, it's sort of that old strategy. Waka against Cole lets Reagan's Lugo pitch against not Cole, so they can each win a couple. You know what I mean? Like, there's that chicken and egg. Do you go ace versus ace, or do you sort of concede it? That's not what the Royals are doing.
Hey, the Orioles went ace versus ace in game one with Corbin Burns.
And lost. I know,
and
right,
lost.
Yeah.
And Burns pitched a really good game, and they kind of squandered him because Reagan's was just that much better.
I know. I cannot wait. I'm so happy. I love it. I love that old Royals fans get to renew this old rivalry. I mean, these teams met a ton in the late 70s, like 5 years in a row or something crazy like that. We'll see. Starts Saturday. We'll have probably a little bit more on that in the second hour as we get you ready for it. You'll hear it here on KFH, these Royals playoff games, by the way. When we come back, let's talk just a little bit about Thursday night football, and then we'll come back. We'll make some picks to kick off hour number two. We'll talk a little high school football in hour number two. It's all coming for you here on Sports Daily. On the way out, let's give our HTO away a free iced tea, a free coffee drink, iced or hot. Lots and lots of options. Get out there and check them out. All you got to do to win a couple of free ones is text the keyword TTEA to the short code 20357. These will be good in either Wichita location, at the Derby location as well. Good luck, everybody. You can enter once per day. Message and data rates apply. That's TTEA to the short code 20357. We're coming right back with more Sports Daily.